Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy kingdom come. May thy will be done here, now. Taking a long, slow, deep breath in through your nose and let it out slowly. As you take in another long, slow, deep breath, imagine God breathing his very breath of life into your nostrils. As you continue to breathe in, allow him to fill you with his life, his peace, his goodness, his love, his invisible, personal, life-giving presence. As you continue to breathe in and out slowly, just center yourself in God's presence. Invite him into this space, into this time. Invite him to be Lord, to have his way. Trusting that he is good and he desires good for you. Spirit of God, we ask that you would speak to us through your word. We ask that through it you would convict where we need conviction. You would comfort where we need comfort. You would heal where we need healing. That you'd give life. That you would bring us into maturity and draw us near to yourself. His first letter, Peter writes to us, encouraging us to fix our eyes on Jesus and his return. He says, therefore, preparing your minds for action and being sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus, Messiah. Lord, would you help us to become more and more people who set our hope fully on the grace that you are bringing. Would you teach us how to set our hope fully on the grace that you are bringing? on the night that Jesus was betrayed, before he gave his life for the sins of humanity, he spoke this to his closest followers. He said in John 14, "In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, and I will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also." Taking a long, slow, deep breath. And let it out slowly. If you can, imagine Jesus with you. Imagine gazing into his kind eyes. Heart to hear him speak this to you. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. What does that stir in your heart? When you hear Jesus speaking that over you, what is the Spirit of God helping you to feel? As you hear him tell you that he is now currently preparing a place for you. In his Father's house. That you have been included. That you are being thought about. That a place for you is being prepared. As if it wasn't enough to give his life for you. To make a way for your entrance into his family, his kingdom, his city. As if it were a light thing to be called his brother or sister, the son or daughter of the king. That he would now be preparing a place for you. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, and I will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. Allow the Spirit of God to make those words ring true in your heart. That not only is Jesus preparing a place for you, He's doing it because He wants to be with you fully. He desires you to be fully where He is. Paul in 1 Corinthians writes this, "For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now we know in part, then we shall be fully known. Then we shall fully know, even as we have been fully known." We see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now we know in part, but then we shall know fully, even as we have been fully known by Jesus, who is preparing a place, who will come again and bring us fully to Himself. One day we will no longer see as in a mirror dimly, but we will see Jesus face to face. God, would you stir in our hearts a longing for that moment? Would you stir in our hearts a desire to see you and to know you as you know us? To be with you. To be present to the one who gave everything for us. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, oh, I will come again, and I will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. God, may we long for you and the fullness of joy that exists in your presence, the pleasures forevermore that are part of being in complete and full union with you. Would you stir our hearts a longing, a yearning for that day? Would you help us to become more and more people who set our hope fully on the grace that you are bringing? May we desire that moment when we will open our eyes for the first time and see you face to face, to know and be known. Jesus, thank you for making a way. Thank you for preparing a place. And thank you that we can have confidence that you will return. And we pray all of these things in your name, Jesus. Amen.